Of Health Beat, Chiropractic Online, today's health news and informational podcast. In this week's news, we'll be looking at exercises to activate the deeper abdominal wall muscles, and finally, a story about gut microbiotics and autism. For Health Beat, this is Dr. Todd Aglow. Welcome to Health Beat Podcast number 554, recorded June 24th, 2016. Health Beat is Chiropractic Online, today's radio program, providing current news and commentary about chiropractic and health. This week's episode is sponsored by Da Vinci Laboratories. Please surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the Da Vinci link for your health and nutritional needs. We also would appreciate your passing the word of our podcasts to your friends and colleagues. Please let everyone know how easy it is to subscribe via the Apple iTunes podcast directory. If you are interested in creating personalized HealthBeat podcasts for your office or website to help you attract new patients, please surf to our website and send us an email or Skype us by typing in HealthBeat, all in small letters. We are always looking to expand our interactivity with you, our loyal health community. If you would like to be kept up to date with current events about health, technology, and me, Dr. Todd Aglow, feel free to surf to twitter.com/T-Aglow, that's T-E-G-L-O-W, and click on the follow link. As always, a big thank you to our COT HealthBeat listener community. This podcast is made available through the generous donations we receive and greatly appreciate. If you could remember to surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the PayPal link to make a monthly donation, this would be greatly appreciated. And now for some news. The abdominal wall is a prime target for therapeutic exercises aimed to prevent and rehabilitate low back pain and to enhance performance training. A study published in the Journal of Strength and Conditioning Research examined the quote-unquote LEWIT, L-E-W-I-T, a corrective exercise prescribed for several purposes, which is performed lying supine in a crook lying position and involves forceful breathing. Muscle activation and lumbar posture were compared with bracing the abdominal wall, in other words stiffening, with robust effort and quote-unquote hollowing, meaning attempting to draw in the wall toward the navel with robust effort. 8 healthy male volunteers with 6 channels of electromyography were collected by means of surface electrode pairs of the rectus abdominis, external oblique, and internal oblique muscles together with lumbar motion. The LEWIT exercise caused higher muscle activity in the deeper abdominal wall muscles, in particular the internal oblique, and by default the transverse abdominis were activated at 54% maximum voluntary contractions on average and 84% maximum voluntary contractions peak, with no change in spine posture to maintain the elastic equilibrium of the lumbar spine. The LEWIT is a deep oblique muscle activation exercise, and the activation levels are of a sufficient magnitude for training muscle engrams. This information will assist strength and conditioning coaches with program design decisions where this corrective abdominal exercise may be considered for clients who elevate the ribcage during strength exertions or for clients targeting the deep obliques. Surf to our show notes for links and discuss all exercise recommendations with your qualified healthcare professional. Maternal obesity during pregnancy has been associated with increased risk of neurodevelopmental disorders, including autism spectrum disorder, in their offspring. In a recent study, the authors report that maternal high-fat diet induces a shift in microbial ecology that negatively impacts offspring social behavior. Social deficits and gut microbiota dysbiosis in maternal high-fat diet offspring are prevented by cohousing with offspring of mothers on a regular diet and transferable to germ-free mice. In addition, social interaction induces synaptic potentiation in the ventral tegmental area of mothers on a regular diet, but not maternal high-fat diet offspring. Moreover, maternal high-fat diet offspring had fewer oxytocin immunoreactive neurons in the hypothalamus. Using metagenomics and precision microbiota reconstruction, the authors identified a single commensal strain that corrects oxytocin levels, synaptic potentiation, and social deficits in mothers with a high-fat diet offspring. The authors' finding causally link maternal diet gut microbial imbalance ventral tegmental area plasticity, and behavior, and suggest that probiotic treatment may relieve specific behavioral abnormalities associated with neurodevelopmental disorders. As always, discuss all nutritional recommendations with your qualified healthcare provider. Surf to our show notes for links. As always, please surf to our podcast show notes located at chiropracticradio.com for a full listing of web references mentioned in today's show. And remember, COT's HealthBeat always recommends discussing any nutritional, exercise, or other lifestyle modifications with a qualified healthcare professional. Thank you for listening. As always, we want to hear from you. Please send us your emails. Simply surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the email link. You can also leave us your voicemail. Simply open up your Skype client and type in HealthBeat, all in small letters. If you have an idea for a future health segment, please feel free to contact me directly. Surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. We also would appreciate your vote at podcastalley.com. If you are enjoying these podcasts, please surf to our HealthBeat homepage and click on the Podcast Alley link. If you have a website for your practice and you'd like to add content to help you attract more patients, please consider adding a personalized HealthBeat segment to your site. Many listeners and subscribers are finding this useful content addition to their office's website. For more information, again, surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. While at our website, please remember to consider making a donation to help keep these podcasts airing. Listener support such as yours via our PayPal link does help in allowing us to bring you these podcasts weekly. And please remember to support our sponsors by clicking their links, again located at chiropracticradio.com. Finally, I leave you with the following quote from Harriet Tubman. Every great dream begins with a dreamer. Always remember, you have within you the strength, the patience, and the passion to reach the stars to change the world. For Chiropractic Online, today's HealthBeat, this has been Dr. Todd Eglow.